We are joined now by one of the nicest men in rock and roll. He was with me on so many occasions on the Mark and Brian program, and now he's on Mark in the Morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Mark Thompson, dude, how are you, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
Good to hear your voice, man. Last time we saw each other, I was just thinking of it. We were hanging with Lukather and Michael Anthony, and you know, backstage at the LA Live. Man, that gig, I had so much fun that night. That was just, you know, jamming it out with Lukather, and that was just an amazing night. It's just good to hear that your voice. It's you. It's frickin' Mark again. I love it.
Well, Kevin, I've got some stuff I want to talk to you about, but let's get business done first. The re-release, the 35th anniversary of High Infidelity, is Saturday. That album was released November 21st, 1980. Get this. It hit number one and stayed there for 15 weeks.
Wow.
It sold 10 million copies. And you can get Sony Music's re-released High Infidelity double album with bonus demo tracks for $1. On November the 20th, all details are available at speedwagon.com. What exactly did you guys do to the album?
Well, I mean, are you talking about back when we were recording it, or on this new
on the new release? What did you do to it?
Well, what we did, Mark, it was pretty amazing. We had, you know, about half of the High Infidelity album that you hear our performances from the demos that we did at Crystal Studios in Hollywood, which I don't know if you remember that place, but it was a hole in the ground 35 years ago. I can't imagine what it must be like now, but there, you know, it was just, we went in there for 3 days and just cut these demos. And then the idea was to go listen to the demos and then go back in the studio and redo them. But we realized that the demos were, there was some soulful performances on those demos that we couldn't top. Mm. Well, so, you know, but you at the time you're making a record, you don't know what's going to happen to it, you know, after it's released. So those demos disappeared. And it was like the REO, we were searching for the REO Holy Grail for years and years. No one could find those demos. And a couple of years ago, we found them. I found these tape reels in our manager's garage, and it was like, so we took them down to a mastering studio in Hollywood, and they had, like, you know, these things were like about to disintegrate, and so we were able to find these demos, and so that basically the enhanced tracks that you hear are the actual demo tapes that were the basis of the High Infidelity records. So you can kind of hear, if someone's really into the record, you can, like, hear the demo version and then hear the actual version, and you kind of see the evolution of where the song came from. And actually, on some of them, I actually like the demos better myself. But so that's kind of it, you know. But
well,
it's 35 years. I mean, it seems like it was yesterday, you know. It's pretty amazing.
The re-release is November the 20th. You can get it for $1. Now, Kevin, there's something that I need to talk to you about. I can't do it right now because we haven't announced it. But if I put you on hold, could you give Jackie either an email or a cell number that I could reach you at?
Of course.
And
absolutely.
Is the family good? Everybody's healthy?
Family's good, healthy. So now, are you back in L.A. or are you sitting, like, on the East Coast doing this from your bedroom?
I'm in L.A. about half the time, but I am sitting here looking at one of the most beautiful lakes in the country. I'm 20 minutes north of Charlotte, North Carolina.
I know you love it out there, man. That's awesome.
I do, and I go back to L.A. 1 week every month or so.
Well, I'm just so happy that you're back in L.A., man. It's just, you know, your voice is just like, It's amazing. I'm stoked. I'm so glad that you're back and that you're doing what you do best. And the people of Los Angeles are you know, got you back. That's awesome.
Well, Kevin, you and I are going to see each other very, very soon. I so appreciate your friendship and those very kind words. Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. So give Jackie that information, and we'll speak today.
Yeah, hang on.
All right, Mark. Good to hear you, man. Okay, good luck to your family, and good. I'm looking forward to seeing you, brother.
See you, Kevin. Take care of yourself. Again, you can get that release November the 20th for $1.